on Friday last week, we sat down with the University Council and management in a consultative meeting where Council resolved that they take it up and they set up a committee immediately. And on that committee, part of the membership, those who represent the academic staff, administrative staff, and support staff on Council. So what has been agreed is that the internal envelope is reopened, and look at the way how the staff can be, how their demand can be met. And they are working around the clock to make sure that this is met. And right as I speak, Thursday today, the final findings are going to be released, and on Friday, the associations are going to be called back and they're able to ask what their findings are so that we solve the impasse.
If you meet the council Thursday and Friday, what are some of your demands that you're asking for? And are your members confident that the council will be able to resolve your concerns or demands that you're making?
Council, this time, they have proved to be positive, and they've realized that the demands of staff are very clear. But this time, minus the working environment itself, which they are saying they're going to look into in the long term, the short term was about the enhancement of their salaries. And the enhancement which you demanded for was 100% pay rise, but they are looking at the different scenarios as to how they can address this across the board. So what you're saying, our demand of the enhancement was trying to make the staff of Makerere University tally with the cost of living in the country, which is damn expensive at the moment, and the salaries they are paid is very low, and where government is saying that they have no money to do this and they've been struggling with government for a long time. So now council is looking at internally generated funds to make sure that they address the issue of enhancing their salaries in the short run so that at the late in the long run, they can have this table to the government.
How much money is your organization and your members asking for from the University Council and management?
What we are asking for from the University Council is little money, because the highest paid is at the level of a professor who gets 2.8 million shillings. That's around about $1,150. So what we are saying is that if a professor can be moved slightly to get to something like $2,000, that is something which is okay. But now we're waiting to see how much they can be enhanced with regard to our demand. So we are also saying that the professors are not very many. Those who can be enhanced to the tune of 2,000 are very few, around about 60. And we have the doctorates, those are doctors who hold doctoral degrees, who at the moment are earning 1.7 million Uganda shillings, which translates into something like $850. And you want that person who is a doctor to be brought up to something like $1,600. So this is what translates into the demand of 100% pay rise.
Professor Kigundu, the government
yes.
has said that your strike and your demand is basically blackmail, and no amount of arm twisting is going to change the government's budget for the year. What do you say to that?
I would like to make it clear that the university professors are not twisting the government. The demand was not directed to the government, but demand was directed to council, a body that has the responsibility and taking care of everything at the university. So we are saying there's no twisting of the government, and none of the staff have said that government should tax their budget, which it has so already approved. But what you're looking at is the reorganization of the internally generated funds. So no one should go politicking by giving unfounded rumors and sheer lies that we are untwisting the government. That is not true.
The students have petitioned parliament for Parliament to step in to try to resolve this on pass. Do you think Parliament will have an input to try to resolve this issue?
I do not know how things operate in Uganda. The Parliament has been petitioned. The students have done the right thing. But as long as the impasse has not been solved at the university, at the level of the council, it's going to be very hard for this to be done. How can Parliament move in? Because parliamentarians are much more aware of the plight of the university professors, and they're much more aware of the plight of the university workers. They know what is happening at the university. So nothing can be solved without council coming up with a temporary solution in the short run. So what are you saying? That as council, we now appreciate very soon, today, Thursday, as they work it out, they'll release the different scenarios that can solve the problem, and you are waiting for this. So the problem now stands, the ball is before council. It's not before parliament. But the parliament itself can look at the issues of the university to be put in place in terms of policies that makes it a better university. These are all long-term. So what we need right now are the short-term so that staff can get back to the lecture theaters and the students can come back for learning.